Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. Labor's children's spokesperson, Willow Jean Prime, says the government is making up a conflict between the Treaty of Waitangi and the rights of the child to justify the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. The bill was read for the first time on Tuesday night in a highly emotional debate. Ms Prime says Section 7AA aimed to address the disproportionate number of Tamariki Māori who are in state care. She says the current law makes it clear the interests of the child are paramount and there are well-established international conventions acknowledging culture is part of that. The Royal Commission on Abuse and Care heard from multiple witnesses that they suffered as a result of racist and monocultural practices.
The national government put in Section 7AA to address the inequities, to address these issues. And here we have Christopher Luxon, now the Prime Minister of the National-led government, removing Section 7AA with no empirical evidence or based on anecdote, hearsay, nothing to support it. So this is just straight political ideology.
Willow Jean Prime. Te Runanga o Ngāti Ruanui is crying foul over a decision by Cabinet to freeze funding for those seeking recognition of their rights under the Crucial Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Act of 2011. Spokesperson Rachel Arnott says it's been advised the Takutai Moana Financial Assistance Scheme administered by Te Arawhiti will have just $12 million for the next fiscal year. There are about 300 applications covering the whole coast of Aotearoa, which need to go through the High Court process set out in the legislation introduced by National in 2011. Ms Arnott says all South Taranaki applications, which were set for hearings in February of 2025, were in peril of not proceeding. She says it appears the Crown has decided to breach both the law and its obligations under the Treaty of Waitangi. And a kaihoe from Ngāti Kahungunu could be on his way to representing this country in the Va, or outrigger canoe section of the Paris Paralympics. Lara Collins from Wakaama, New Zealand, says 27-year-old Peter Cowan lost a leg as a schoolboy in Napier when he was hit by a car while training for a triathlon. For several years, he's focused on canoe events, and this month came second at the Paracanoe World Championships in Hungary, earning Aotearoa a quota spot for Paris in September. Ms Collins says he's had invaluable help from experienced Wakaama coach Mike Nuku.
It's super great that he's taken on this role to coach Peter and learn a lot about the para side of our sport and what it takes for somebody with a para disability to take part and how to get the most out of Peter. It's been a great journey to watch, actually.
Lara Collins from Wakaama, New Zealand, wrapping up Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.